Dit is Radio Freedom.
Hello and welcome to Show 19. This is the Bushwhacked Wacko No Wax Edition. Try saying that on a glass of wine.
This is a joke, some pirates are lies. All think you're living, cashing in the middle of life. This is a joke, some pirates are lies. This is a joke.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash Show 19. I hope all of you are well. I would like to say I'm well, but I have the, you know how it is when you have the blues, you just suddenly, for no apparent reason, just kind of feel kind of, it's ennui, it's what they call ennui, or what they call it, not sado, I can't remember what they call it in Portugal, but it's, saudade, they call it in Portugal, and it's sort of that sort of like instant, I don't know, sort of instant blue period of sort of Picasso-ness, and I don't understand where it comes from, which is even more annoying. It's annoying when you're depressed for a reason, it's even more annoying when you're depressed and you don't know why. So when I'm depressed, I listen to music like this.
Here comes the hour.
was Doves with Black and White Town. That's a great song, and certainly cheers me up a lot. I love the I haven't heard the new album. I actually went out and actually bought some records, Block Party, Futureheads, and this on single, and strangely I am digging the Block Party and the Doves greatly, and you might hear the odd Block Party track in the next show, and the next show will be a Tim and Kirk show. I might do a show in between, but I always promise that and never do, so I think show 20 will be the Tim and Kirk show. But the planning has been sort of Hollywood epic levels. We'll keep you guessing, definitely. But yeah, it's a great thing. I love the whole the artwork as well. It's sort of infrared photography, black and white infrared photography, all that sort of very much surrealist based. Oh, you can hear the CD. So as I say, I hope all of you are well. So I don't know how I can beat these blues. Hey, podcasting is therapy. Yee. And so what we've got this show, we've got a track from Bushwhacked, which can be coming up next. We've got a Jacko mix, we've got a Michael Jackson mix. As I say, probably keeping a slightly serious mood, but not totally serious. We never stay that serious for long around here. And later on in the show, we have surprise, we have more mashups. But we have an excerpt from Jules's No Wax, and a few sort of rants, and what I call now Tim's growls, which if you know me, you know where that comes from. But yeah, you might have guessed I kind of growl sometimes. And probably the next track will provide a few growls. It's RX, Dick is a Killer, from Bushwhacked. Now, Bushwhacked was up last year and is not exactly a pro-Bush, it's an anti-Bush website with tracks. It's many artists, it's Earworm, RX, as I mentioned, Ozzy Miso, and I was going to put Ozzy Miso, it was a real kind of 50-50, because he basically started this whole thing off with this track called Bushwhacked, which was, I think, a remix of a cut-up called Bushwhacked, and I don't exactly know where that came from. That's for History of Mashups one day, I think. And our Party Ben, loads of people. It's been sort of expanded out into a double CD set, and apparently there's even more coming in. Last year it was actually out just about a month or two before the elections, and Twinkle Boy has put that up and organised everything, and it's well worth downloading some tracks, as it is with any political songs, protest songs, anything like that. It's always a little bit variable, but I do have to declare my interests. I have a track on there called Satan Bush Blair, which is Orbital and Freeland, which I won't be playing you, because we try not to force you to listen to my boots. I mean, hey, I try not to listen to my boots, but you might have remembered RX from the previous show, so I thought you might like this.
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, Mom and Dad, last month a girl in Lincoln, Rhode Island sent me a letter. It began, "Dear George W. Bush, if there's anything you know, please send me a letter. P.S. Kiss my ass, Dick is a killer." It began the end of June in the Casablanca. Vice President Cheney, he showed the way. Terrified and innocent, the desire growing stronger, submitting to the whim of one brutal man. I feel free, I feel free, I feel free, I feel free. Dick is a killer. I feel free. Last August the 11th, on the deck of a carrier in the Pacific, I gave to you my complete commitment, and it is right. I love you, and I do not want to lose you. My purposes are just and true. Activity is increasing, and Dick is on the rise. By executive order, we're on the manhunt aboard the Starship Enterprise. The once all-powerful ruler of Iraq was found in a hole. President Clinton fucked it. True. President Clinton fucked it. and farmer felt the sorrow. Yes, farmer felt the sorrow. I feel free. Farmer felt the sorrow, and one reason is clear. Dick, 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 Dick is a killer. 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 Dick, Dick is a killer. Dick is a killer. Dick is a killer. Dick is a killer. Dick, 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 Dick. Fuck yourself. Kiss my ass, and I want you. It's difficult to talk about. And I want you, cause you set me free. And I want you, and I want you, and I want you, just as surely as Dick is a killer. 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 Dick, 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 suck my dick, fuck my ass. Dick is a killer. Dick is a killer. Dick is a killer. Dick is a killer. Dick, 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 Dick is a killer. 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 Fuck yourself. Kiss my ass. I believe that God made me a woman. I feel it in my heart, and this bitch's voice must be heard. A sex change is the only certain way to preserve the sanctity of marriage. We are living in historic times. We are living in a time of great change. Our leadership and resolve can light the way for others. And having come this far, and in the unfolding of the years, this country has a new friend called Shirley W. Bush. Dick is a killer. Dick is a killer. Dick is a killer. Dick is a killer. Dick, 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 Dick is a killer. 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 Dick, 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 Dick is a killer. May God continue to bless America. Word. I feel free. I feel free. I feel free. I feel free. Dick, Dick, Dick.
Okay, that was RX with Dick is a Killer. I hope you enjoyed that. I'm now going to play you another track from Bushwhacked. It's rather an extreme, it's rather an extreme history lesson in a way. It's called "Come to Daddy, Say Hello to Allah." And any of you who remember the original Gulf War, this is almost like the whole of the Gulf War compressed.
Apache gunships designed to destroy tank columns were hunting down individuals.
With regard to Saddam Hussein saying that he has met the best that the coalition has to offer, I would only say the best is yet to come.
Increasing pressure from the full United Nations Security Council's debate on the Gulf War,
proposed by America. What we've seen so far has been phenomenal. Can we really go up a notch?
Our strategy to go after this army is very, very simple. First, we're going to cut it off, and then we're going to kill it.
We have the power. We have the freedom. We have the intellect. We have the affluence. We can manifest our own destiny.
The period of even more intense devastation, which the Allies now plan.
A best-side view of the world's biggest gun.
Each shell weighs more than a ton.
The Allies' bombing of Iraq remains relentless.
The United States has accused Iraq of war.
To disbelieve the Pentagon murders.
The Allies argue Iraq needs to do more than simply comply with UN resolution.
Even though Saddam Hussein has ordered his troops to withdraw from Kuwait, the president called that an outrage. Saddam is not withdrawing, he was retreating.
American airborne divisions and troops cut off the Republican Guard from any possibility.
They're not a part of the same human race that the Russians are.
If they do withdraw against Iraq, they won't be attacked. We've made that perfectly clear.
Iraq offers to abandon claims on Kuwait. America says that's not the problem.
In your subtle war, continue with undiminished intensity.
The men in the path of the Allied armor were hopelessly ill-equipped.
Soldiers are surrendering not just to Allied forces. He is the cameraman.
Very well. Now, American chocolate bars.
Quite frankly, the United Nations doesn't matter anymore. Somebody said to me a couple of hours ago that perhaps they should sell the building for the time being to the Japanese and they can turn it into a pizza parlor.
We know that our cause is moral.
We know that our cause is right. Peace can only be established now by getting Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait.
They need to put some hate in their heart and go out and stop those son of a bitches from getting escalated.
We're not only going to shoot and bomb people in the name of justice, but help them.
Iraqi forces are already bombing and concentrated on the main routes being used by Iraqi troops to withdraw.
Let's settle for running away.
The bombing Iraqi troops have already suffered is minor compared to what they've got coming.
We're going to concentrate on getting it right.
Good luck, Nas. Coming at ya.
Surrender or face starvation and certain death.
That was Black Lung with Come to Daddy, Say Hello to Ella. And I play that. I really wasn't going to play it because I thought it was way too extreme for radio. But then again, I thought, well, hey, this isn't radio. And we have to take risks, and I play that lest we forget that the events of 13 years ago are basically we are reaping the rewards of now. I think it's probably in the danger of getting into a sort of political podcast, but hey, I don't shy away from such things. I'm not a big fan of President Bush. I'm not a big fan of Tony Blair. Hey, I'm a socialist. I don't like Tony Blair. Hey, I'm a commie. And I think I did find one thing which did make me sort of be quite saddened and quite shocked about the whole thing. I'll just get it. It was in a magazine called Boys, which is a gay magazine in London. Apparently, when Republican Alan Keyes was asked what he thought about Vice President Dick Cheney's lesbian daughter, that's Mary Cheney, he branded her a selfish hedonist and a sinner. He said that if his own daughter was a lesbian, he'd say the same thing. Unfortunately for Mr. Keyes, just a few months after making these comments, his only daughter did decide, ooh, the irony, to come out. The result: Mr. Keyes and his wife decided to turn her out of the family home, broke off all communication, and stopped paying for her university tuition fees. Speaking at a gay rights rally last week, Mayor Marcel Keyes described herself as a liberal queer. She said she was promised to speak out because the rift it caused with her parents, and because the recent death of a friend who had fallen ill after being thrown out of house by his family. Now, not only is that an incredibly brave woman, I mean, I've got respect for anybody, you know, having done it myself, anyone who comes out, it's always hard, and it's always, you know, it doesn't matter what anyone says, oh, it's easier now, like, fuck it is, it's difficult, but it's a brave thing to do, especially in the position she was in, but it's just so horrible. I mean, it just shows you what cold, cynical bastards these people are. You know, I know it's a generalisation, and it might just be, hey, one rogue Republican, and certainly Dick Cheney has actually seems to have trapped the whole thing with his daughter quite well. She's certainly sitting on the fence like crazy. No, I won't insert an innuendo, but it's certainly it was sort of an election issue, a whole gay marriage thing. It's like, what happened to the whole, you know, leave alone, laissez-faire? Where did that go? Anyway, before I depress you too much talking about politics, I will move to the next track. And it's, you might be glad it's a so much happier one. I haven't actually got any cover versions in today's show. But this is kind of close as we have to a cover version. It's Rolf Harris. Yay! I'm a closet. Yes, I'm coming out now. I'm a closet Rolf Harris fan. our Australian contingent will be laughing at this point. And it's by Mutant Miscreation. And you might recognise two of the tracks used. And it's... if you remember, I actually did a... There was a very funny cover version in... I think it was the first or second show. Hey, I use my blog to search what shows I've had in my shows. I can't remember anymore. Hey, it's this is show 19. I don't know. I only paint these things. And you might recognise the song. That was Mutant Miscreation with Rolf's Secret. And of course, as you might have... sorry, I've killed you. As you might have guessed, it's Rolf Harris with his versions of the Die Vinyls' I Touch Myself with Secret by Madonna, the instrumental version. Now, the story behind that is quite interesting. I mean, obviously, that's a mashup. But the original Rolf version was done for a radio show. Apparently, they were having a phone-in. And people were suggesting tracks, and of course some cad suggested I Touch Myself by the Dive Vinyls, and it came up, so he had to do it with wobble board and all. And yeah, it's a classic, and certainly along with William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy and countless others, including a very good Sean Connery one, which I'll play at some point. It seems to be a few people specialise in quite ironic, bizarre covers, intentionally or unintentionally. Obviously, Rolf was intentionally. And he's a bit of an artistic hero for me. I can't say I became an artist because of him, but I don't know. Actually, I can say that. He did. It was a book I had when I was very small, with all these sort of modern art greats in it, and it did inspire me. So I suppose he has. That's kind of sad. I feel depressed now. So now we're going to play, we're going to go into the Michael Jackson mix, the what's called the Free Willy mix. Yes. Certainly, I mean, seriously now, it's just really mad, the whole situation with Michael Jackson and what's happened to him, from a little kid to having a really messed up childhood. And I'm sure... I don't know, I mean, I think everyone is partly responsible, because it's just the fame is partly responsible, interest in his life, and the fact he never had a normal childhood has really just screwed him up. But he's gone way beyond, I think, that stage as well. And but I don't know if he's guilty. Certainly, I find it interesting that Jonathan King is about to be released. And the thing about Jonathan King is he was put in prison for being a paedophile. For molesting 14 to 15 year old boys who got money off him and kept coming back again. Now, there's one thing to be abused and in a position where you can't do anything. There's another thing to keep coming back for financial incentive. So, yes, I think they're more like rent, they're more like trade. Certainly. It's I probably get sued for saying that, but certainly I like the Jonathan King money and also blackmail are a big thing. If I can see that it's a lot of possibility of abuse, but it's also possibility of abuse on both sides, and I think probably people are starting to realise that about the Arvizo family. So anyway, now I've really depressed the hell out of you. Okay, we're gonna go into the mix. I hope you enjoy it, and I'll see you shortly.
You've done.
Michael Jackson.
You feathered mud all over my dress with your old bicycle.
Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson.
Gee, girl, those mud stains will never wash out.
Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, gee, what am I
going to do? When I had you to myself, I didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always make you stand out in a crowd. Someone picked you from the bunch. One glass was all it took. Now it's much too late for me. Just take a second look. Oh, baby, give me one more chance. Won't you please let me back in your heart? Oh, darling, I was blind to let you go.
Let you go, baby.
But
known to millions as the superstar pop singer. Now immortalized as a mugshot at the Santa Barbara Sheriff's Department.
black. Height 5'11". Weight less than 9 stone. Color black. Height 5'11". Weight less than 9 stone.
Just a way to I can move it on. this, or when we call forth the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
You're listening to Radio Clash.
This is Radio Clash
on Pirate Satellite.
Hello and welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that. That was a whistle-stop tour of Michael Jackson's career. That was the first thing was Negative Land, the track Michael Jackson. You might have heard the whole sort of the intoning sort of Christian satanic verses type text on, I think it was on a Milo record recently, but that was that was where it was used originally. I don't know where the original comes from. Then it was CCC, I Want Pity, which is, I don't know what the backing track is, but it's I Want You Back. I like how the fact that sounds, he sounds so lonely there. He sounds so so kind of sad and lonely and alone as a sort of as a little sort of child star. Then there was Go Home Productions with Rock the Pressure. I sent that in to Adam Curry, as I mentioned in a previous show, and he played it, but I thought I'd steal it back. Then it was SCO Network with Bad Symphony. That's Michael Jackson versus Hybrid. And then, of course, we can't stay serious that long. That was Michael Jackson versus Ghostbusters by, I'm not exactly sure who did that. I think it's someone called ... just to be really, you know... just to make sure they get credit. And that goes into another rant, although a brief one. I was going to play, I was listening to Mashup by Ross. He's got a Chauffeur out, which is very, very good. I love the Sound Seeing Tour. I won't give it away, but you have to listen to it. And he had, I think it was in 3.5, which unfortunately I managed to lose. I kept 4, but not 3.5. He had a really good rant about ID3 tags, about basically, you know, you spend all this time doing mashups or podcasts for that matter, and you don't tag it. In fact, podcasts are very good at tagging things. I've not come across many podcasts that don't have tags. But ID3 tags, it's an occupational hazard for a mashup DJ or artist. It's really annoying. And I would say to everyone, you know, fill in your tags. You must do, because it's just imagine this: you are, your dream, you know, you dream of, well, I don't, but you dream of record stardom, and you dream of being on Top of the Pops, and finally your MP3 wings its way to a record executive and think, it's great, we'll release this, oh, this is brilliant. And of course, you haven't got any ID3 tags, no way of contacting you, so they then just get someone else to go and remake it down the back and takes all your fame from you. And their excuse is, you didn't fill in your ID3 tags. Same if press wants to contact you, or if fans or people want to hear more of your music, fill in your ID3 tags, I tell you. It's one of probably my most... it annoys me so much, and it annoys Ross. And Mashup is a great podcast. You can hear it at www.mashuppodcast.co.uk. Now, people might think, isn't that a rival to you? No, because I think the way Ross's taste in mashups differs to mine. Not so much that I don't dig what he plays. It's interesting that he plays the tunes that are still really cool, but I wouldn't think of playing on my show. And I don't know if it's likewise the other way around, but certainly I think we compliment each other quite well, and he actually puts links to the tracks he plays, which I don't really have the... I try to do that with some of the older ones, but I try to link to newer stuff, so I think we compliment each other very well. I think we're going to play a track by Faultside. Faultside first came... Well, it's been around for a while, but I first heard about him when he did some tracks for the B-side for Parks Levised, the Blur album I mentioned in show 6. I remember that time. Basically, what happened is Len Lowe did the backing track, which is Sweet Child of Ravi. What happened is that Faultside actually built a song around it, so it's actually an original song, and it's a bloody good song. So it's kind of like something that started as a mashup, actually ending up being a sort of partly an original song. And it's got some really good lyrics, very, very good vocal duties here. Let's do some.
She stands alone on the shores of the former land. the tide to rise, hanging on its every move, seeking out all the answers to the doubts and the emptiness. The bitterness sees through her open wounds. She came home on her own, all alone, barely grown past the sand hills that she left behind. Fleeing back to the safety of the ground, far away from everything, back into the arms of the ocean side. On her past desires, and every mistake that she's ever cried, fighting back on the pharmacological wounds of a million onsets. She's never turned down the chance to be lost in a trance, yet it cost every chance that she's ever had. She believed, looking free, caught inside and capsized the girl she became.
So that was Beyond a Tidal Wave by Faultside and Lenlo. Lenlo doing the backing. I said the original bit was called Sweet Child of Ravi, which you're probably able to find on his website, which I think is, I was trying to remember, lenlo.net, and I think it's faultside.com. That's FAULTSIDE. Don't shoot me if I'm wrong. And I think Faultside, he's certainly very talented vocally, and would sit on very, very well with all of the baggy revival that's going on now. I think it's very sort of a baggy sort of vibe, and with the actual backing, it's a bit like Spot the guitar solo. I know there's Sweet Child of Mine in there, and I think Ravi Shankar. I should know because I've seen the list many, many times, but I do like the way that works. It works very, very well. And an unrelated sort of Lenlo note, because he runs, he's one half of Mash Ave in Boston. It's at the Independent now, and the next one will be 20... Well, they're weekly, but the next sort of special event, there's going to be Sol Coffin. There's no Phil is actually playing on the 25th, which is Friday. There's details on the blog about that. They went weekly a while ago, and they've moved from Tuesdays to Friday nights, so it's all up and up. And that's kind of basically the East Coast version of Booty. So you've got Booty West Coast, East Coast, you've got Mash Ave. They'll probably be wincing at me saying that because they've only just started, but certainly there isn't, as far as I know, much else. I know there's a night in New York that's to do with DJ Reset of Fronting on Deborah fame. And I think that really leads on to one thing I did want to talk about before I wrap up, which is very soon. It's been a very serious show, I do apologise. Is that about Podfade? I was quite sad to hear that Scott from MT Conversations, Scott Fletcher, has decided to stop doing podcasting. And it seems to be, I won't say it's necessarily quite common, but it seems to be quite sad that that's happening. I'll play you a bit of his sign-off.
Openpodcast.org. It's morning for me anyway. It's 1:03 a.m. Wednesday morning, February 23rd, 2005. And it's been a long time. This is Scott Fletcher, and I do Almost Translated News and also MT Conversations. But if you subscribe to those feeds, you'll know that it's been a really, really, really long time since I got a new one out there. I've been busy working, providing for my two kids and my wife. Got another kid on the way in July, so I probably won't keep those feeds up anymore. I did... pretty much one of each genre. You know, in January, I threw out that social hand grenade of podcasting will make us like the French.
Which is very good, by the way.
I had a really good time doing that one. So I've done one of each genre. I've done a rant. That was the rant. I did a little radio play with the television survey people calling me up. Did a little bit of news with Almost Translated News. I did a sound seeing tour with me stuck in Minneapolis. Haven't done the interview genre yet, now that I'm using the word genre correctly. But, you know, maybe there'll be time, maybe sometime this summer. But in the meantime, I'm just going to step back from it. But before I do, I have two new words that I want to introduce into the podcasting lexicon. The first one is podfade. It's one I'm experiencing right now. It's people who start podcasts and then fade away. They back away from them, either due to lack of interest or a lack of time. But either way, whatever the reason is, there's a podcast. You know, there are over 3,000 podcasts in the iPodder directory. But now there's going to be one less. Actually, not one less. It's still going to be in the directory, but it's not going to have any new feeds in it. So it's interesting. You know, people who come on and subscribe to that feed are going to get all the, you know, five or six shows that I did, and then they're not going to have any new ones. So at some point, they just, you know, the iPodder software.
That's, I mean, sorry to cut you off, Scott. And I've talked to him over email, and I think there's a campaign to make sure he keeps getting starts here. No, I wish he would continue. It was funny because I was just posting him as being one of my favorite podcasts, and then found out he'd stopped. And it seems to be happening quite a lot. I mean, with I wouldn't say quite a lot, but certainly there is this sort of lifespan of probably the early wave of podcasters, and people like Engadget stopping, and apparently I just read Reality Bitch Slap Radio. I didn't actually hear and listen to them, sorry, but it's interesting. There is, I think it's an interesting word, pod fade. And it's the interesting point that Scott made was about time, and it's something that I'm going to introduce a new word. It's called pod fatigue. It's where you cannot listen to all of the podcasts and you start unsubscribing from them. I've actually just unsubscribed from Dawn and Drew and Yeast Radio. not because they are crap, not because they aren't any good, they are very good, but they're literally just issuing too many shows. I just cannot cope. I'm not listening to them. And I really don't want to have to do that with more podcasts, but it may happen. It's ironic that the podcasts I'm staying with are either the ones, I'm going back to the musical ones. Funtime Ben, don't worry. And a few of the others, you know, Radio Zoom. There is a core, Coverville. There is a core that I would never ever, you know, stop listening to. Even to some extent Adam Curry, despite my annoyances. But it's just getting too much with some shows. They seem to have just ramped up their work ethic recently. And it's, you know, especially Yeast Radio and Dawn and Drew, I've noticed. Oh, Dawn and Drew went a bit quiet, which I was like, great, you know, actually I prefer them to do a show sporadically, especially over Christmas. But they've sort of gone back to their usual kind of work ethic, and Yeast Radio has just gone nuts. And I say I'm suffering pod fatigue. I can't listen to all these shows. I do subscribe to a lot of shows because I like a lot of shows. But the problem is literally they're just filling up my pod and I can't listen to them. And it's sad. It's very, very sad. And it's all an issue to do with time. As Scott mentioned, pod fade is to do with time. And I would say pod fatigue is to do with time. And I think you might see that more and more with podcasts. Certainly, I know everyone's saying, oh, you know, you should do things more, you know, you should do podcasts more frequently, you should do them daily, or you should do them, you know, with schedules or whatever. Don't listen to them. I would much rather people did podcasts like 3 or 4 times a month or you know, like, you know, basically whenever they feel they really want to do a nice show and you know it's going to be good quality, they're not going, oh god, I don't want to do this show, you know, whenever I get to do that I just don't do one, you know. So what if you don't necessarily podcast every day? It's gonna, you know, you're not going to suddenly lose your ranking on Podcast Alley, I don't think. Or maybe do. I don't know. I don't work in that world. But I just think it's, for me as a listener rather than a podcaster, it's all about quality and it's all about whether that frequency is worth it. You can probably hear the foxes now. Oh, damn foxes. So I'm going to play out with a track by Jules. You probably saw on the blog that I posted about the fact that I'm hosting No Wax, which is a great mix by Jules, and it's an ideal thing to play out with because it's very like a lot of what he called it, ambient glitchage, when I was actually talking to him online, and it's nice what he's doing. And here he's mixing and Don't Go Away, Justin Timberlake, but he's putting him through a vocoder, adding Spanish guitar, and then some Kraftwerk comes along, and it is absolutely a beautiful way of ending the mix. It's the last 5 minutes or so, and I'm going to play out with it. I'm going to see you soon. If you want to email me at radioclash@meetandpop.net. You can visit the blog and find the show notes for all the things I've forgotten to tell you about. No, not everything, not the whole information of the world, that's Wikipedia, but everything I've forgot to tell you about the shows and where to find things, because it just takes far too long, are on www.mutantpop.net/radioclash. You can find the show notes there, and I will see you soon. I'll probably see you for show 20 with Kirk. Watch out for your baseballs. I like you.
Government is in control again. Here, watch this. Shut up.